Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about What Your CEO Needs to Know About Sales Compensation by Mark Dinolo. Sophie, I gotta ask, when you first saw the title, did you think this was gonna be a dry read?
Oh, totally. I braced myself for spreadsheets and jargon. But honestly, it's one of the most strategic books I've read in a while. It's not about how to calculate a commission. It's about how a comp plan is basically a mirror of your company's priorities.
Yeah, that's the big idea. Every dollar you pay your sales team is a vote for a specific behavior. If you reward new customers above everything, they'll chase new logos and ignore the ones you already have.
Right.
And the book says the biggest mistake leaders make is treating comp as a mechanical problem. Like, if I pay more for this product, they'll sell more of it. But that ignores the whole web of human behavior and strategy.
Exactly. So the first step isn't numbers, it's strategy. You have to define what success actually looks like. Is it breaking into a new market, defending your share, or maximizing profit on every deal?
And those answers shape everything. A land grab phase might mean low base and high commission. A profitability focus might mean higher base and commissions tied to gross margin.
Which brings us to the base and variable split. There's no universal right answer. A high base attracts a consultative seller for long, complex cycles. A low base with high variable attracts a hunter for fast, transactional deals.
And you can't just copy a competitor's plan. What works for a market leader will likely sink a startup trying to disrupt them.
So then Dinolo gets into the mechanics, and he warns against overcomplicating. A plan with too many metrics and accelerators becomes a source of confusion, not motivation.
He says the best plans are elegantly simple. Focus on one or two key objectives. He even says the CEO should be able to explain the plan in a single sentence. If you can't, it's too complex.
And here's a myth buster for you. A great plan on paper doesn't guarantee results. It's not a substitute for leadership, management, or a clear value proposition.
Right, it's a living document. Markets change, strategies evolve, so the plan has to evolve too. You have to review it regularly.
Now, one part that really stood out to me was the psychology. Salespeople are optimistic, but they need predictability. They need to know that their effort will be fairly rewarded.
Opaque plans, hidden caps, or retroactive changes destroy trust. The team should be able to calculate their earnings for any deal quickly.
And the first line sales managers are crucial. They're the ones who explain the plan and coach the team. If they don't believe in it, it fails.
He also talks about windfalls and sandbagging. Windfalls are those huge, effortless deals that can create resentment. Sandbagging is when salespeople hold back deals to hit next quarter's quota.
Both are signs of a poorly designed plan. He suggests a smooth, linear relationship between performance and pay to avoid those cliffs that trigger sandbagging.
And comp is a huge cultural signal. An individualistic plan breeds lone wolves. A team-based bonus fosters collaboration. You have to decide what culture you want and build the plan to reinforce it.
There's also a chapter on transitioning from founder-led sales to a real team. That first professional sales hire is a big deal. The comp plan needs to reflect the company's stage, maybe with a higher base and equity.
And you can't ignore data. You need to model scenarios, understand cost of acquisition, lifetime value, and the cost of sales. You should know how much gross profit you generate for every dollar spent on comp.
What about the VP of sales? That's a tricky one. Their comp shouldn't look like an individual contributor's. It should be tied to the team's strategic goals, not their own deals.
Because otherwise, they'll focus on their own numbers instead of coaching and developing the team. The book's big takeaway is that comp is a leadership tool, not just a financial transaction.
For me, the takeaway is that your comp plan is a mirror of your company's true priorities. It reflects your strategy, your culture, even your leadership. So you better make sure it's reflecting what you actually want.
And if you want to dig deeper into this one or explore the rest of the library, everything is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language. It is just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. This book is a reminder that how you pay people is one of the most powerful statements you can make about what you value. We'll see you in the next one.